Now this decree is made by Artaxerxes that Ezra can go up. Now this is the copy of the letter that the king Artaxerxes gave unto Ezra the priest, the scribe, even a scribe of the words of the commandments of the Lord and of his statutes to Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, unto Ezra the priest, a scribe of the law, of the God of heaven, perfect peace, and at such a time. Now he goes on and says, I make a decree that all they of the people of Israel, and of his priests, and Levites, in my realm, which are reminded of their own free will to go up to Jerusalem, go with thee. Again, the commandment was not a commandment, a must. They must return if they wanted to, according to their own particular desire and leading of the Lord. Now we are told, verse 14, forasmuch as thou art son of the king and of his seven counselors, to inquire concerning Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of thy God, which is in thine hand, and to carry the silver and the gold, which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the God of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem. Now, apparently, Ezra had a real witness with the king, Artaxerxes. And he'll figure very largely, by the way, in the book of Nehemiah. I think that Ezra and Nehemiah must have been acquainted with each other. Now we find here that they get together all of this material, and then Ezra sends out the decree, and then the preparation is made for them to leave. And we're told in verse 26, whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. Now that was the law in reference to them after they arrived in the land. In other words, if they're going up, they must mean business as far as their relationship to God is concerned. Now, verse 27, this is the thanksgiving of Ezra. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers, which hath put such a thing as this in the king's heart, to beautify the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem. Now, not only was it rebuilt, but now it's to be beautified. And God's house, I think, ought to be made beautiful as it possibly can be, according to the ability of the folk who are identified with it. Verse 28, and he hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors, before all the king's mighty princes, and I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. And I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. Now, actually, a very fine delegation, not as large as the other, but apparently a great many of the leaders returned back to the land.